Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it! Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Y'all ain't gonna wanna hear it from me, but the girl rapper wave is over. Just telling you what it is.
1 year ago, there were major publications like the New York Times claiming that the future of rap is female. However, it seems like that trend is officially over. And when you look at how the wave has or hasn't evolved in recent years, they've really got no one to blame but themselves. While we may have female rappers like Suki Hana not understanding the difference between a musician and a magician in interviews today.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician.
Women in hip-hop weren't always as synonymous, in the mainstream at least, with this kind of idiocy. From Roxanne Shanté, Queen Latifah, and Miss Lauryn Hill, to Missy Elliott, The Brat, and The Lady of Rage, women in mainstream hip-hop started off having a ton of ambition to prove that they could rhyme just as well as men. But even back then, they dealt with the pressure from male MCs as they didn't really accept them as they were, and basically pitted them against each other to see who would be the chosen one. As the legendary MC Light revealed, they only realized this was an illusion after the fact that they could have peacefully coexisted.
What could you tell the new generation of women? Why can it only be just one woman at a time in hip-hop?
You know what? I don't think that's any fault of the women.
I don't think y'all stick together.
We definitely do at some point in our careers, you know, but then we learn as we get older that there's power in numbers, you know? I beefed with Roxanne Shanté, and then when the beef was over, I went to our ice cream shop, signed autographs for her patrons, and we really became the sisters that we should have been in the first place.
Over time, other female rappers would learn the hard way that they would be forced into conflict with other female rappers. As the two pioneers who brought a bold, sex-positive flavor to the game during the mid-90s, Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown were also pitted against each other as well, even leading to a shootout at Hot 97 that led to one of Foxy's teams taking a bullet to the back.
Gunfight, and two top R&B artists are caught in the middle, Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim.
With Lil' Kim, Foxy, and Terror Squad's Remy Ma eventually landing in jail, the throne was essentially left vacant for a long time. And for a few years, it seemed like hip-hop wanted it to stay that way. Deborah Attney, former manager of Nicki Minaj and mother of Waka Flocka Flame, said that at one point in time, women were seen as a higher risk in the hip-hop industry simply because there were more overheads for them. As a result, they didn't try to nurture new talent. Women are often viewed differently because we cost more money, number one. A guy could look like a Cyclops' twin and get up there and make it. He just throws on a t-shirt and some jeans and he's fly. For us, it's the whole glam squad. The hair, the makeup, all these things that you have to have. It costs more to build a female than a male. Besides the fact that it was seen more as an investment, they also had to cope with some sexist attitudes from record execs. Just look at Rick Ross's reason for never trying to sign a woman to his MMG label.
You know, I never did it because I always thought like I would end up fucking the female rapper and fucking the business up here. I'm so focused on my business. I gotta be honest with you. You know, she looked.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your girl, I'm spending so much money on a photo shoot. I gotta fuck
what you got?
A couple times.
With attitudes like that, there's really no surprise that it took so long for women to get a foothold in the game that could rival with men. But there was one NYC-born artist who would change everything, and her name was Nicki Minaj. When Nicki Minaj first exploded onto the scene with tapes like Beam Me Up Scotty, she suddenly proved that women could flourish in the male-dominated industry. With a solid pen game, sex appeal, and co-signs from Lil Wayne as a part of the Young Money crew, Nicki's verses on tracks like Bedrock showed that she can stand out on a track with plenty of men.
I'm so pretty, like, be on my pedal bike, be on my low starch, be on my egg whites.
In fact, apart from Drake, she'd go on to become one of the biggest stars out of everyone in the Young Money crew at the time. Suddenly, Nicki found a winning formula, and when her debut album Pink Friday emerged in 2010, she became the first female rapper to have a number one album since Eve's Let There Be Eve, Rough Riders' First Lady album, that dropped way back in 1999. From there, she experienced a spell of unrivaled, multi-platinum selling dominance that proved women could make it in what was once a man's world for so long. And in the time that passed, Nicki has become aware of how much she revolutionized the game and understood why female rappers struggled making it big.
Why do you think it's so difficult for female rappers? There's so few of them.
Because they don't put their business first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't come into this business attacking other girls and thinking you're gonna go somewhere. You can't come into this business thinking that it's all about music. This is a business. I wanted to explore the business and take it to where the guys took it, as a business woman.
With Nicki now at the top of the game with her unique brand of raunchy, in-your-face hip-hop, the stage was set for a new era of women in hip-hop. But it would take a while for other females to make it to Nicki's level, mainly because for the most part, all of the stars of the next wave grew up listening to her.
People don't want to give Nicki her props. Like, people don't want to give Nicki her flowers. It's just like,
I don't know why this is a
thing.
It's the weirdest thing.
It really is.
And I've yet to understand. And I feel like she deserves a lot more for sure. Since I was like 13, I've been like the biggest fan ever. When she said she quit music, I'm like, heck. And I'm very happy she did.
But as much as Nicki revealed what a woman in hip-hop could accomplish, there's an argument to be made that she set the tone for what they should look and sound like. Put it this way. Before she rose to the top, Nicki completely worshipped Lauryn Hill, an artist who was seen as a fierce, strong role model who never resorted to using controversy or her looks to gain publicity. Instead, she focused on music and is pretty much universally loved for it. And one person who isn't afraid to pay homage to the roots was Nicki.
No, no, no. Please, please. I'm in love with you. Your spirit, your mind, everything about you.
But these days, Nicki is seen as the blueprint, and while she could spit, she also made herself into somewhat a sex symbol who was mostly known for her massive, massive butt, as she was for her bars. And over time, she'd go on to feel like she had created a monster. But more on that later. Whatever Nicki or anyone else thinks about it, the days of one woman ruling over hip-hop are long gone. Soon, Nicki, Doja Cat, Cardi B, Lizzo, and Megan Thee Stallion all had number ones within a 3-year span, while new artists were cropping up all of the time. So when did this rise begin? And what led to its downfall, to the point that people are now sick of hearing the same old, same old? Well, to answer that, let me take you back to 2017, when Cardi B signed to Atlantic Records, as she became one of the only 4 female rappers on the roster, joining Lizzo, Missy Elliott, and Snow the Product. In 2023, she is one of the 9 female MCs on that label alone, and that's part of an overall trend across the industry. Following on from Nicki, Cardi became the next woman to really make it big, with tracks like Bodak Yellow taking her from a Love & Hip Hop alumni to a real commercial threat. Before long, Cardi, who fully admitted to using co-writers on her records, which I discussed at full length on my Ghostwriters video, had a Grammy for the best album as well as 5 number one singles to this day. With the combined force of Nicki and Cardi, a clear formula for success for female rappers was established. Both labels and artists knew what they had to do to succeed, and at that point, a whole host of other rappers following a similar blueprint to what Cardi used to emulate Minaj's success sprung up. Soon, everyone from Lotto to Megan Thee Stallion would be delivering creating their own version of the formula with their own regional flavor. On the tier below, we had artists like Asian Doll, Saweetie, and Coi Leray, and many, many more. As a result of this onslaught of female artists who had major label money behind them, it reached a point that, with the exception of three tracks, all of the best-selling tracks of 2022 that didn't involve Kendrick Lamar or Drake came from female artists. With that, a new cultural wave was in place where women were closer to the driver's seat in hip-hop than ever before. And to rappers like Latto, it proved how influential they were. We teach people how to dress throughout our music. We tell them what liquor they should be drinking and what clubs they should be at, where they should go for vacation. It's literally so much deeper than music, and I'm very, very honored to be a part of the genre. But while the ACL rapper, who scored big with her 777 project, thought that was a good thing, there are plenty of people who feel that's a negative byproduct of what they're doing, particularly when it comes to the image that they need to adopt for success.
Like, none of the top male rappers are sexualized at all. At all.
Women, all you gotta look the part. I mean,
name me a top female rapper that don't have her ass out and her titties out. See what I mean?
As women in hip-hop have gained more and more ground commercially, they've also got more scandalous when it comes to the explicit nature of their music. And while it's unfair to say that women can't do that, when men talk about sex all of the time in their bars, it just seems like for some, it's basically the only subject matter. Also, while women talking about what goes on in the sheets has been around—
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Never eat at the 7
p.m. Insulin sensitivity.
Always drink every day.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Since Lil Kim dropped Hardcore in the 90s, hip-hop is now the biggest genre in the world and reached increasingly young ears. As a result, some people feel like this wave has to be stopped. And in February of 2022, Nicki Minaj even suggested that she was leaning away from all of that because it's just way too much.
Now, right now, I'm back to talking about whatever I want to talk about on the records. but it's still, to me, it still feels like overkill. A lot of stuff that I'm hearing, and a lot of even stuff that people are sending me. If it's too much of the sexual stuff, it's just not making me feel super comfortable anymore.
But she clearly had a change of heart, or was told by her label that sex is simply what sells, because on her next hit single, Super Freaky Girl, that dropped about 6 months later, Nicki relied on her old-fashioned formula, leading to her first ever solo number one single in the process. While Nicki might have her own role to play in making the over-sexualization of women in rap so financially viable, what you can't take away from her is that she can rhyme. While in the case of some recent disciples of her and Cardi's, the same can't really be said. Instead, they have found a gap in the market to create pop hits that turn them into overnight stars.
The majority of the women who are rapping these days can't rap. So what's happened is that the hot songs for women are catchphrases and catch lines, and they're more focused on catchy shit than guys are. I hope that makes sense. So arguably, I could say Ice Spice Munch is a garbage rap song. However, it's an amazing quotable song. These days, all the catchy shit is female shit. That's facts.
In layman's terms, one catchy line can kickstart a female rapper's entire music career. And this method worked tremendously well for artists such as Ice Spice, Lil Rilla, and Sexy Red. But from the explicit bars to the TikTok-oriented music, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that the formula isn't really working like it was. Or, at the very least, people are waking up to the fact that while real female MCs like Lil Sims and Rhapsody remain outside of the mainstream, these rappers, who are all following the same path, are getting increasingly easy to replace. And in recent months or even weeks, the narrative around female hip-hop has dramatically shifted. Rather than being seen as the ones leading the charges, people are starting to think that the hype is dying down.
Y'all ain't gonna wanna hear it from me, but the girl rapper wave is over. But all of that, go find a girl, send her to Columbia, get it done, put her in the studio with fucking Mike Will or any one of them niggas. Mm-hmm. All of that, planting the girl in the scene, getting the record and it taking off, that wave is over. I think labels are looking at it like very few of y'all are selling records, and none of these records are working.
Now, Joe is making some pretty big claims in that clip, but it turns out there's actually evidence to back up what others are saying. Honestly, I just think the female rapper bubble has popped. This is like when all the snap rappers came out back in the early 2000s. Cardi didn't have the love, Meg just wasn't talented enough, the rest are a dime a dozen. Nicki would still have the best first week and she is in her 40s. While we'll get to numbers in a moment, there are also other factors that have not really done the woman any favors when it comes to sustaining their buzz. For one thing, there is the constant infighting which has prevented them from getting any type of unity. Every couple of days, there is some petty feud starting between the women of hip hop. Whether it's Latto comparing Coi Leray's body to a blunt or Cardi trying to beef with Bia but keeping things super vague, there's barely a day that goes by where female rappers aren't going live and trying to air someone out.
But y'all getting me this close to dropping receipts on my projects and everything. Cause y'all getting a lot of nerves. Not only that, but drop these conversations that I have with you bitches. The conversations is embarrassing. You bitches gonna look fucking crazy if I drop these fucking conversations. Stop testing me. Stop trying me. You bitches got my number. Stop doing internet shit. Stop playing with me. I don't bother you bitches, I don't suck you bitches, I don't talk about you bitches.
Although you could put this down to youth, it doesn't help that their queen isn't exactly setting a great example either, and proving that the advice MC Lyte tried to give them all hasn't been taken on board. From Latto to Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki has been wading into beef whenever she wants these days.
Knowing that you're not it, to the point that you need another woman to be gone in order for you to shine. I never needed to do anything else my entire career except for be a bad bitch and be a real motherfucking MC.
When the day came, they pretended like they had never said that. Didn't respond to my texts and started shading me on social media.
Suffering from a major victim complex, Nicki always feels as if the industry is trying to keep her down in favor of other girls. And using it to rationalize her own shortcomings, like when the sales of her album Pink Friday 2 got downgraded. This was especially clear when Nicki said this in a now deleted rant on X. They said 199,000 just so that 2 wouldn't leave their mouth. It's at 300,000, but once they filter out 100,000, you'll be none the fucking wiser. I'm being punished for not signing a 360 deal, making great music, having great fans, and for not leaving the game so that their new Nickies, who signed 360 deals, to be propped up to look as though they are a lot more successful than they really are. While rants like these are common from Nicki now, it's hard to take them seriously. Because if the industry is trying to make these people look more successful than they are, then they're doing a terrible job. Just take a look at Sweetie. Back in 2022, the Cali rapper, who has 13 million Instagram followers, somehow only sold 2,000 units on her new EP, The Sweet Life, in its first week. This led to her getting pretty heavily clowned online, even by producers like Sunny Digital, who said, 13 million followers, hundreds of thousands of likes on all of her pictures, and the album sold less than 2,000 copies. That's crazy. The math ain't adding up. Sunny's confusion is obviously wild. Because traditionally, if you have that many fans, then you really should be making a killing in record sales. But for a while now, people have been waking up to the fact that many of these rappers' success and visibility are often looked at as the same thing, when that isn't necessarily what's really going down. Instead, they function more like influencers than artists. It's because they are more popular for their drama and Instagram posts than the actual music. Their music is only relevant when they go viral for being in some drama or showing ass. To academics, this is how these new rappers majorly differ from someone like Nicki, who made their name off rapping.
Let me make this blanket statement now. 85% of the newer rappers, they are more social media personalities or social media entities than they are musicians. The music is, I won't even call it a soundtrack, it's such the backdrop. Let me speak on it. I'm going to be honest with you. There's many female artists that you know that you probably can't name three lines of their biggest song. we've had, and no disrespect to any of them, because I know everybody going up with this, we've had Ruby Rose on here. Did you name three lines of her biggest song? What is her biggest song? Could you? I'm saying this to say, most of these women are social media entities. Chat, y'all tell me the latest Hot City Girls song. When I think about City Girls now, I think about JT. I think about JT and Uzi. I think about how JT's on social media, on Shade Room. I think about how Young Miami be saying this and third. I think about her little twerk thing. I don't think about music. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's funny he should mention City Girls because, much like Sweetie, their numbers have had a crazy decline as well. Where their 2020 album City on Lock made them stars and spawned big singles, 2023's Raw debuted at number 117 with 10,000 copies sold. As a result, they were clowned relentlessly.
If you don't go hard with promoting your shit and putting it in people's face, like, of course it's gonna miss people, and I feel like it missed a lot of people. And then by the time people discovered it, it was discovered as a joke. Like, a lot of people found out through our record sales because that was probably the most viral thing. Like,
as for the idea that drama keeps these ladies selling records, look no further than Megan Thee Stallion herself. All of the Tory Lanez saga aside, her recent single Hiss wouldn't have been as successful as it was without the Nicki drama which surrounded it. And even though it made it to the top of the charts at the height of the Nicki beef, within 3 weeks, it had fallen out of the top 40 entirely and never returned. In a lot of ways, that's the story of Megan's whole career. While she does get moments like the highly controversial WAP, where the world is watching her, she's never really made that leap to doing Nicki numbers, even with all the support she has.
Cause what stops her from being a superstar if we've taken out sales? She ain't sold shit. Got every brand deal in the world, but also has all the backing from mad different people. She got a lot going on.
And rather than Megan being the only one, there's plenty of rappers who have the illusion of crazy success because of their prominence online, while mostly being known for social media. Ice Spice hasn't actually charted above number 37 without the assistance of Taylor Swift or Pink Panthers. And Glorilla hasn't had a hit like FNF or even Tomorrow 2 again. And Lotto's latest single, Sunday Service, which people thought was a diss towards Ice Spice, still peaked at number 100 before just disappearing. At the moment, female rappers are flopping left, right, and center. To make things worse, the only female rapper who's really popping off at the moment seems to have been the straw that broke the camel's back. That is, of course, Sexy Red.
Okay, the reason I started rapping is because my boyfriend, he was cheating on me with a lame bitch, so I made a song about it. And I made a diss song about him and the girl and her friends, because, you know, the friends be in on it, too. So I was talking all stuff about them. And then I showed my boyfriend a song, and he was like, dang, you straight know how to rap. You straight snap. And I'm sitting here talking stuff about him, but he was liking it. He'd go pick up his friends to go hang out with them and stuff. And he'd be like, listen to her song, y'all. Listen to her new song. And be like, rap that man.
In a lot of ways, Sexy Red is like the endgame of the sexual side of women's rap, or being ratchet as an image. Alongside creating a lip gloss line with names like Yellow Discharge and Coochie Juice, she has gained the widespread hatred of hip-hop fans for everything from hiding her baby daddy's face in her ass at her baby shower, to tracks like Pound Town being viewed as the literal downfall of hip-hop in society as we know it. 10 years ago, this would have been considered comedy. I hope it still is. But you really shouldn't worry too much, because just like Ice Spice and others we discussed, the amount you see her on social media isn't actually in line with her success. To this day, she has yet to have a top 10 hit, and while tracks like Ski Yee and Pound Town did major numbers on YouTube and Spotify, there's been a huge drop-off on recent singles where she's barely clearing a million views. So, while there's no reason to worry about Sexy Red taking over, those who feel like the female rap wave deserves to end will also be happy about the fact that one of those women who helped launch it is even finding her own audience turning against them now. Where Doja Cat purposefully turned her fans against her by dissing them at every opportunity, Cardi B has managed to sour her own fanbase purely by giving them the same old, as everyone else who's come before or after her. From Bongos with Megan Thee Stallion onwards, the rollout of Cardi's first album since 2018 has been a complete mess. At every turn, the tracks have been seen as not only way below what fans were expecting, but totally unoriginal and just a rehash of what she's already done. As a result of her new song, Enough, she has been getting majorly roasted to the point that people are actively wanting to kick her out of hip-hop. This sounds so 2018. Cardi, hang it up. Her music doesn't have replay value. No one even plays Bodak Yellow. She needs to stick to modeling or acting. This is not good. Are y'all high? With everything going on right now and the fading fortunes of all these female rappers, it looks like the wave that once had hip-hop in a chokehold has lost its appeal. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to go away immediately, but as Joe Budden explained, it just means that labels won't be putting such an emphasis on looking for who's up next now, when it's been proven that a lot of them can't move records.
So they ran to the women and they did it. I'm saying now, no. And that's saying there will still be women rappers. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that the labels are actively out there looking for the next big girl rapper. The next one.
From the constant drama to endless attempts to outdo each other in terms of dirty lyrics or daring visuals, to these artists just getting shoved down our throats for everything except their music, it's clear that the consumers are sick of what they're being offered up by the women of hip-hop. Meanwhile, Nicki, who's probably still its official queen when you look at her global fan base, isn't getting any younger and probably won't be rapping deep into her 40s. Even then, she's still struggling to sell out her current tour. Now, it looks like there's only two ways to go. Either they evolve, or we're about to enter into another dark age where there's no woman who's really running the game at all.